105 Drive with Matt Webb.
So my guest this hour is Kate Nightingale. Now, she's the head of communications at the Time to Change organisation to have a bit of a chat about mental health and, more importantly, about their Time to Change events that are happening in and around Cambridgeshire and the UK tomorrow. But I must just declare that I actually also work for a mental health charity, so I just want to get that out of the way before we go into the interview. So a very good afternoon to you, Kate. Thank you very much for joining me on Cambridge 105.
Good afternoon. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. So tell us a little bit about the background behind Time to Change for those who aren't familiar with your campaign work that you do.
Time to Change is a campaign run by the charities Mind and Rethink Mental Illness. We're here to tackle the stigma and discrimination that people with mental health problems face. So mental health problems are very common. One in four of us will experience a mental health problem in any year. But we don't really talk about it, and people still experience a lot of stigma and discrimination as a result. So Time to Change is really here to change that and get people talking.
I was also surprised that one in 10 children also can suffer from mental health issues as well.
That's right, yes, that's the most recent figure, 1 in 10. It could be more than that as well, because often people don't speak up about it or seek help.
And there's also a lot of stigma attached with mental health. A lot of people tend to tuck themselves away if they think they've got a mental health problem, and they won't talk about it. And your campaign is obviously going to try and help get people to speak up about it, especially with the Time to Talk events, which are being staged tomorrow.
That's right. Yes, people are often afraid to talk about mental health problems. People who have mental health problems themselves are often worried about how other people might react if they talk about it. So it often means people don't tell family and friends, even though obviously they're the people whose support we really need. Don't talk about it at work, and often don't seek help for it as well. And then people around us, so family and friends, often feel a bit awkward talking about mental health too. They feel like maybe they don't know enough about it to have that conversation. So the Time to Talk Day is just about making it easy for people to realise you don't need to be an expert. It's just about asking someone how you are. And we're hoping to have a million conversations tomorrow just to show that it's something that we don't need to be afraid to talk about.
So could any workplace take part in this activity?
Yeah, absolutely anyone. We've got more than 600 organisations already signed up, and it's not too late. There's still resources you can download on our website, which is time-to-change.org.uk. Or you could just have a cup of tea and a chat with your colleagues and use the opportunity to start a conversation.
Have you ever staged any of these sorts of events before? Is this the first Time to Talk event that you're staging?
It's the first time we've done a national Time to Talk Day. So we've been running our campaigns for several years now, and we know there's been a great appetite from individuals and organisations to get involved in them. But we've never had an event all taking place with activities all over the country on a single day. So we're hoping that that'll really galvanise people to get involved, and we'll see whether it's a success.
Absolutely. And there's also been a television and a radio campaign going as well. I've seen the television campaign is actually very touching, actually, to see the people sort of trying to talk about mental health problems. When did the television campaign go live? Is it something that's been quite recent?
Yes, it's been running for the last couple of weeks now on ITV Channel 4 and other channels. And we've got radio ads, which have started this week as well. And they feature real people who've been involved with the campaign, who've had their own experience of mental health problems, talking about what their friends and family have done that's really helped. So I think that's why it's so touching, because it is all real experiences. And it's showing that it is just often small things like having a cup of tea in a chat, sending a text, being there, being a friend, that can actually have a much bigger impact than you might expect when someone's going through a mental health problem.
Absolutely, and there are support services available. You mentioned Mind, for example. I work for Richmond Fellowship, another organisation. There are organisations out there that can help support people with mental health problems, and I'm sure you'd probably urge people who think they might have a mental health problem to go and seek support.
That's right. There's Mind, Rethink Mental Illness, Richmond Fellowship, as you just mentioned as well. They all have a lot of information on their websites, and also support lines that you can call. Also speak to your GP if you're worried about yourself or someone else. And there's also the Samaritans as well. So there's a lot of places out there that you can go for help and advice if you are experiencing a mental health problem. And really the message is that, you know, the sooner you get help, the better. So shouldn't be afraid to do that.
And organisations like Mind also offers support to employers as well, don't they?
That's right. Mind have been running their Taking Care of Business campaign, which is about mental health in the workplace. And employers can also get involved with Time to Change. So we've had more than 140 employers sign our pledge, which is where they pledge to look at how they support staff having mental health problems and how they can raise awareness within the workplace. And obviously a lot of that activity is going to be happening tomorrow as well.
Absolutely. And do you have some contact details if someone wants to get in contact with your organisation, maybe your social media sites like Facebook and Twitter?
Yep, so you can go on our website, which is www.time-to-change.org.uk. That's a little bit long-winded, so if you search Time to Change, you'll find us as well. We're on Twitter, we're at Time to Change, and we're using the hashtag Time to Talk tomorrow as well. So if you tweet using that, then you'll be part of the big conversation that's going on Twitter. We're also Time to Change on Facebook as well.
Wonderful stuff. Kate Nightingale, Head of Communications at Time to Change, thank you very much for joining me on Cambridge 105 this afternoon.
Thank you very much.